The big Scream Festival in Dublin's northeast inner city is in full swing at the moment, and one of the area's most illustrious former residents, Bram Stoker, is a major focus for the celebrations, as he always is at this time of year. Stoker lived on Buckingham Street for most of his teenage years, and as Sinead Egan has been finding out, the old neighbourhood had a gruesome influence on his most famous novel.
I am Dracula. I bid you welcome.
People are strange when you're a stranger. Faces look ugly when you're alone.
It's all go in Bram Stoker's old neighbourhood of Dublin 1. The footpath underneath the mural dedicated to his most famous creation is getting a seasonal facelift. The picture has a quotation from Dracula.
Listen to them. The children of the night. What sweet music, Dagmar.
Bram Stoker lived on Buckingham Street from the age of 11 to 17, and many believe the impact of living here can be felt throughout his work. Let's consider the evidence. Exhibit A, cholera, bloodletting and general ill health.
Well, as a young child, Bram was sickly all the time.
Mary Muldowney is Dublin City Council's historian in residence for the Dublin Central area.
And despite the fact of the number of medical personnel in his family, nobody seems to have diagnosed exactly what was wrong with him. He seems to have had respiratory problems, but there was a general weakness. The area at the time would have been absolutely a mixture of middle-class housing, which is the sort of thing that the Stoker family would have lived in, reasonably substantial with room for servants, and more or less across the road, very overcrowded tenements with really dreadful sanitary conditions. It probably wasn't the best environment to bring somebody into, but by the time Stoker went to Trinity as a student, he had become quite an elite athlete. So somewhere along the line, things had improved for him. Lots of different 19th century approaches to medicine, which in our eyes would be pretty barbaric, including bloodletting, were used on him. And his uncle William was the chief medical officer of the Cork Street Fever Hospital when the cholera epidemic was sweeping through Dublin. And he believed that cholera came from the East, which it did. It originated in India and then came through Russia. But that it was the wind, the north wind or the northeast wind, that was actually bringing the infection. So the child would have been treated within that context.
Would it be wrong to draw a parallel between the bloodletting of treatment that he was receiving and the later role that blood played in his most famous novel?
I think it would be very difficult to avoid concluding that there's a connection. Bloodletting was very common at the time, but William Stoker, his uncle, was a great proponent of it in Cork Street Fever Hospital. And Stoker's mother had also been, she'd lived in Sligo when the 1832 cholera epidemic, which was the worst in the 19th century, had hit. So he'd kind of been brought up on stories of the mysterious disease that killed almost instantly, that had an effect on blood because cholera turned your blood thick. It dehydrated you to such an extent the blood kind of overcoagulated. This is all kind of gruesome stuff, but, you know, that was the case of what they were dealing with.
Drink some of this, Michael. Be one of us.
Exhibit B, Blood on the Mind and Blood in the Streets. Bram Stoker's house on Buckingham Street was located in the shadows of a mysterious mansion called Aldborough House, which had a bloody purpose at that time. It's still there today, and local historian Hugo McGuinness is taking me on a tour of the area.
This block of flats here is nowadays known as Killarney Court. But the entire block was the back garden of Alder House. And this is where the army decided that they were going to build an abattoir. And it wasn't just the shock of that being built right next door to their house, but when people found that the wall that they were building around it had air vents, and then they find that the air vents are all about flushing the blood from the dead animals. And remember, this is going to be a slaughterhouse to serve the entire British Army in Ireland, which would have been about maybe 10,000 troops spread around the country. That's a lot of slaughtering every day. And you would have had blood just flushing down the streets and flowing all the way to Aynian Street. And so they react to it and start a campaign to get it stopped. But it lasted about 9 months. So it would have been conversation around the breakfast table most mornings, you know. If you look at the corridor windows, just up at the very top, this is at the back of Sean Tracy House. That's roughly where Bram Stoker's window would have been, but it's very, very small. And you can imagine, even from his window up there, this is going to dominate the skyline, because this would have been very low. Very few of the houses that we're looking at now would have been around. What there was would have been cottages, largely one story, the odd two-story house. But everything's encroaching in on this building now. It was built to be a signature house that would drive a whole upmarket development of the area. Just never happened because the Earl of Oliver died. It was never lived in. It became school, then the army moves in.
So was there something somewhat ominous about it?
Yeah, I would say there was. And again, if you're an 11 to 16 year old child with a really vivid imagination whose head has been filled with stories of Gaelic folklore and goblins and demons and banshees and stuff like this, when you're looking across here and you can almost touch this building, but you can't get there and you can't enter it. But if we have a look at the front, you'll see there, it's obviously, there's this very serious backstory to this building. But when you ask people in the area, nobody knows anything. This is Bluebeard's chamber. This is where strange things happen. So he starts to imagine the stories.
Is this Transylvania?
Well, it's not Transylvania, but it's the DNA of Transylvania.
Exhibit C, A Stake Through the Heart.
If we go to the top of the road,
yeah,
we come over the Royal Canal at Clark's Bridge, and that brings us into what historically was known as Mud Island. And at the very end of Mud Island, at Clonliffe Road, is where the Ballybox suicide plot is located. It's what's known as a Felo de Say graveyard, which is, and Felo de Say means the murder of yourself. Under the law of Felo de Say, if you were found guilty, and basically they would have had an inquest after a body was found, all your movable property could be taken and confiscated to the state. You would then be buried unceremoniously in common ground at a crossroads, with a stake through your heart to prevent you coming back and troubling the living. But the really interesting thing is that when they began to build Clonliffe Road and Ballybock Road expanded down towards that, nobody ever built on this corner.
And is it still unbuilt?
It's still unbuilt. The City Council a couple of years ago took control of it and they've landscaped it, and it's really nice. There's nothing that really marks it, but people who know the story know where it is. It remained in people's consciousness. That's the fascinating thing, is in the Ballybock and inner city areas, people remained aware of it. There was a whole folklore built up around it. But it's generally felt that Bram Stoker got the idea for the stake through the heart from here.
¶¶
And top marks now to anyone who can name the three movies which featured in Sinead Egan's report there. The Big Scream Halloween Community Festival continues through until, guess what date? The 31st of October. And a particular interesting encounter is taking place tomorrow, October the 25th, when Irish Hollywood actor Patrick Bergen conducts a public interview with Dacre Stoker, the great grandnephew of Bram Stoker, and that takes place at Charleville Mall Library. It'll be happening after the launch of Bram Stoker in North Inner City, Dublin by Hugo McGuinness, who we heard from in that report. The whole thing kicks off at 7 p.m. and you can find out full details on bigscream.ie.